present our analysis for such high-level audience. But to be more understandable, I will continue in Russia before my English not so good as English of UN interpreters. Итак.
So on this slide, you see a very brief overview of the reporting systems that we have and that are reflected in the report that was published in May 2019, covering 2018. This report uses GRI standards in their comprehensive version, including the sectoral annex, and also the approaches to accountability as we interact with interested stakeholders. For financial information, we use the International Standards for Financial Reporting and Accountability. Now, Norilsk Nickel is part of the Global Compact, and this report is covering the progress achieved in terms of the UN Global Compact. The report has been audited in line with international standards, ISA 3000, and we also apply the accountability standards. And the company responsible for this work was FBK Grant Thornton, and I'm a partner in this company. We have looked at the GRI material topics, covering 20 issues, four of them economic areas, 10 social areas, and six cover the environment. In terms of GRI disclosures, 50 have been demonstrated in full and four partially. Now, in terms of the main GCI UNCTAD indicators, we covered 25 indicators in full and seven partially. We'll come back to this later. Now, on this slide, you will see a page from the report, and it shows the format, how the information is presented under the main indicators. This is presented as in Annex or Appendix 5 on UNCTAD Sustainable Indicators, and it shows where you can find relevant information in the report. And if this information is absent in the report, then you will see that it has been included in the table. Now, this slide shows you the progress achieved by the company since it joined the pilot project. For 2017, the company did not really wish to ensure full disclosure of indicators, but you see on the screen that we did this work in full for seven indicators, partially for 20, and none for six. And then we focused our work on this area, which led to a complete change in figures. As you can see, in 2018, 25 indicators have been disclosed fully, seven partially, and none only one. On this slide, you will see all of the activities that were taken in order to be able to ensure the disclosure of these 32 indicators. 11 of these indicators were, how should I put it, automatically included in the GRI report, and it was only necessary to have a page for reference purposes. Now, two of these indicators already existed in the accounting system of the company, and we needed to make a specific request, but also we did not really need to do a lot to disclose this indicators. Now, 19 indicators already were included in the system for gathering information under GRI, but they were not fully in line with the counting system that existed, so we had to make some additional calculations to multiply or to divide in order to carry out this work. And then one indicator was not disclosed. Now I'd like to turn to the conclusions related to all of this work, to this analysis. And it is clear that main indicators are a very important tool to promote business reporting, to see how business contributes to the implementation and achievement of the SDGs. And we're very pleased that UNCTAD is doing this work, Tatiana Krylova is heading this process. Now, whether this was difficult for the company or not, and what I mean is to present this information in line with UNCTAD recommendations. The previous slide showed that it wasn't really difficult to do, and it's very important to explain this to other companies that provide full accountability under the GRI. Now, if you already have a comprehensive GRI reporting system, then it will not be very difficult for you to provide reporting under the main UNCTAD indicators. Now, since the objective of the project was not simply to see whether these indicators are applicable, I think that was already quite clear. But also, this gave us an opportunity to present some technical comments on the guidance that we received. Now, we did present some of our comments, and we do hope that they were reflected in the final version. Now, we will continue next year to work in this area and present our reports in line with UNCTAD indicators. Thank you.